Hi, I'm Liza, and I've been reading tarot professionally for well over a decade. And this is Tarot for the Modern Reader, the podcast that will teach you simple, actionable techniques to read the cards with more clarity, accuracy, and ease, so you can get real answers to real questions for real people, including yourself, in today's modern world. Whether your readings are for guidance or prediction, I'll help you 86 the doubt and confusion and take your skills and confidence to the next level so you can become the best tarot reader you know. This is Tarot for the Modern Reader. Welcome to the Tarot for the Modern Reader podcast. I'm Liza, and I'll be your host for this podcast. So this show is for anyone who is passionate about reading tarot for themselves or others in today's modern world. We talk about how to read tarot for both prediction and empowerment, and all of the useful tips, tricks, and card-slinging tactics that will help you achieve an accurate reading. You'll find most of the episodes in this first season of the podcast will cover many of those hands-on practical topics. The purpose of this first episode, however, is to introduce you to who I am as the host of this podcast and how my journey has brought me to be someone you can trust to teach you how to confidently read tarot cards. So let's get to it. So back in the early 2000s, I had a young daughter who was in an accident and spent several months in and out of the hospital. During that time, it became apparent that I had an inherent knack for the nursing profession. That led me to entering college in the year that followed to be a registered nurse. While in school, I had signed up for one of those book clubs. You know the kind. You get a certain number of books for a penny, and then they send you more books each month that you either have to pay for or send back. Well, as I perused the selection when I first got the card to select, I think it's like 8 books for a penny, I noticed they offered a pack of tarot cards. There was not a big selection back then. There was just one. I immediately was intrigued and ordered them, and they arrived complete with a little white book. Now, shout out to Monty Farber and Amy Zerner of the Enchanted Tarot, who recently autographed that initiatory deck for me. Back at the time, I was about 3/4 of the way through my RN program. One night, I spread out the cards asking about school. I pulled the 3 of Swords. Yikes. I had no idea what that meant, but I could tell by the picture on the card it was not going to be good. I immediately put the cards away, and I did not get them back out for over a year. Fast forward 6 months later, I was a month away from graduating from my registered nursing program, actively studying to take my boards, the NCLEX exam, which is what certifies you to become a registered nurse after graduation, when I suffered an injury that left me unable to complete my clinical rotations. I was devastated. I had the option to return the following semester and finish my requirements, but that was little consolation at the time. There was summer break coming up after my class graduated in May, and then the graduation for the next class after that next semester wouldn't be until the December ceremony, which felt so far away. I had just spent 5 years of my life pursuing a degree that was finally about to pay off. The blood, the sweat, and truly the tears I had spent over the last 5 years, the dream of finally having those letters behind my name, gone in an instant. The shame of having to tell everyone that I, the first member of my family that was going to graduate college, was indeed not graduating. Well, I couldn't see it then, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me. At the time, I was angry, sad, ashamed, embarrassed, probably every emotion imaginable. Though had I graduated, I probably still would be in the daily exhausting grind of being a registered nurse. Don't get me wrong, the job comes with a lot of rewards, but it really wasn't the right job for me. I began to think that I had spent a long time climbing the wrong ladder. And for years afterwards, literally years, everyone from family to caring friends, particularly my mother, told me I should, quote unquote, just go back for that one last semester. But I realized while I wanted to help others, I didn't want to be a nurse. Fate had other plans for me. Looking back now, I see that all of the times I was unhappy in school and didn't enjoy what I was doing, there were times I even felt fearful, but I pushed on. I put my nose to the grindstone. I just worked harder. I missed, or more likely ignored, all of the signs that the universe was giving me along the way. Until that fateful day near the end when the universe stepped in and intervened on my behalf. Now, looking back, if I had been reading actively back then, I probably would have seen cards like Death Reversed, indicating that I needed to end something, but I wasn't doing it. Or The Tower, letting me know that if I don't make a change willingly, it's going to happen in a destructive way, right? But I also think I would have seen cards like the Four of Cups. I wasn't in love with being a nurse. I didn't feel a passion for it. I just felt that I had a natural affinity for it. I realize now that's because I have a natural affinity for healing, providing comfort, care, support, serving others in need. I realized that I hadn't been climbing the wrong ladder. My ladder had just been leaning against the wrong wall. Shortly thereafter, while I was in a bookstore, I came across a very basic card meaning book on clearance. I sat in the bookstore and I read the book. And then I bought it because that just seemed fair. And then I went home and I unpacked my cards. But the internet wasn't really what it is now, so what was I to do? I bought a ton of books. I practiced on myself, of course, like every good tarot student does. I had recently made a new friend who was actually beginning her studies in astrology at that time. And you know what they say about every relationship comes into your life for a reason, a season, a lifetime? Well, we began this, what would you call it? Like a dual study program, basically. I was studying tarot and she was studying astrology, and we just kind of merged the two and became friends and started studying them together. Being so closely related, honestly, if you are interested in astrology, I find that that's probably the best way to learn it. It's like learning two languages together when you're a kid. For example, Pluto and the Death card have very similar meanings, so you could apply a lot of what you learn to both systems at the same time. Anyway, I got some advice back then from Mary Kay Greer. She had said to read for others for free at a large event, so we did that. And we were exposed to so many different scenarios, questions, different types of sitters, the people that sat down at our table. Some were kind, some were judgmental. There was a little bit of everything, but you really got a sense of what it was like to read for others. So I felt nervous, but no one else really knew how long I had been reading. And the service was free, so there was no pressure, no expectation to perform. And that was really my first foray into the world of reading for the public. That was about 15 years ago, and I never put the cards away again after that. I actually went full on down the rabbit hole at that point. Back then, there wasn't an internet explosion like there is now. There was no social media, just a few tarot blogs. Some had great articles, but no card meanings. Some had card meanings, but no blog content. Some were archived and were no longer being maintained or updated by their creator. And that was how the Tarot Liza website was born. I wanted to create what I would have wanted to find when I was just starting out. So I wrote my own meanings for the cards over time. Now, it's true, in my opinion at least, that there are no, again, quote unquote, new meanings or even absolute meanings. Only what's true and what resonates with you. My own meanings developed over years of study, things that I had read in various texts that played out in my own readings. As I looked back through my notes of my own readings, there were a lot of common themes that developed, a synthesis of all of my jumbled and scribbled pages, readings, research from over the years, that all finally came out in a cohesive description of each card. Those are what's on my website now. these are the meanings that are true for me. I do believe that there are some concrete foundational concepts inherent in each card. And honestly, any serious student would do well to learn those. I am of the belief that it's only when we know the rules fully can we break them. So I've also found that meanings are nuanced. So bits of insight that can come directly from a particular reading or the imagery of the card itself. And those are just as concrete for me as the meanings of the cards that I came up with years and years and years ago in my studies. I invite you to use my meanings if you like, but also feel free to take, leave, or change anything that suits you for your own. Now, over the last several years, I started blogging on my site, and then I also started teaching tarot, both in small group settings in person and online. Now I offer classes and workshops. Right now, my most notable program is my tarot court card course. That's called Master the Court. It's the ultimate playbook to take your court card game from page to king without the confusion, frustration, or memorization, even if you've tried before, so you can confidently identify them in any reading. In 2020, I gave my Intro to Court Card workshop class at the World Divination Association conference, and I was scheduled to teach the same topic at Reader Studio in New York City before the world shut down. Court cards are one of my specialties, along with the astrology of tarot and tarot birth cards. So that's a little bit about me and what I like to talk and teach on. And here we are now in 2022, turning that blog into this very podcast, the Tarot for the Modern Reader podcast, where each episode will either feature myself or a guest teaching on a specific topic of tarot, helping you take your tarot reading skills to the next level to become that confident reader that I know you're ready to be. If you're interested in learning practical strategies to interpret your card readings accurately, this is the show for you. So before we close, let me give you one of those right now. Go ahead and take out your favorite tarot deck. And if you're not at home, you can do this later when you can. But you want to pull out the Major Arcana. You could actually do this with the entire deck, but I suggest just starting with the Major Arcana, especially if you are a brand new reader. And even if you're not, this can open up some new insights to you. Take a look at each card, one at a time. Choose one symbol on each card that stands out to you the most. What is that one thing on the card that really jumps out at you? Ascribe meaning to that symbol. Consider how this is integral to the meaning of the card for you. You want to let this become an anchor to the core meaning of the card for you when it comes up in a reading. So let me give you a couple examples of mine. I use the Rider-Waite-Smith deck in most of my professional reading and teaching just because it is still, with all of the beautiful decks out there, it is still the most common deck for teaching, and it's the deck that I started with. So while I have a ton of other decks, I still come back to this deck time and time again. So let's see, how about the Empress card? The symbol for Venus, the circle with the little cross underneath, that symbol is on that card. That is one of the most notable aspects of the card for me. It symbolizes the woman. To me, this is the very essence of this card. Everything fruitful is indicated here, both in childbirth or creativity. What else? How about the Judgment card? My eye goes straight to that red cross, and to that, I ascribe the meaning of giving service. And this card asks us if we're being true to our highest calling of service. The Lantern in the Hermit card. The Hermit is my card. I'm a 9. Each of us have a number as well, and that is something else I specialize in, tarot birth cards. So that's something that I'll be excited to talk about on this show too. So if you do not know what your number or what your signature card is, that's something that I'm going to talk about in an upcoming episode. But mine is the Hermit. So the Lantern for me is like the focal point of that card. And the light, the little star inside of that lantern, that illuminates the way for the seeker. That's the thing that calls to me the most in that card. So what are yours? It doesn't have to be done all in one sitting, but if you take the time to contemplate each card, I promise that it will open up new meanings for you for each and every card. Okay, so that is it for this first episode. You are familiar with the show and with me, and I hope that it is something that you are excited about going down this journey as well. If the show sounds like it's for you, please click subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode each week as it comes out. It also helps us get the show out into the world to reach as many tarot lovers as possible. Okay, thanks for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you again.